This is Lori Lee Kapp, a Solutions Manager with Managed Outsource Solutions. I'm going to discuss with you some important considerations for billing dental surgeries. Dental surgeries are performed to treat a variety of conditions that affect the teeth, jaw, and gums, such as temporomandibular joint, also known as TMJ disorder, wisdom teeth removal, facial trauma, corrective jaw surgery, and periodontal surgeries to treat gum conditions like gingivitis and periodontitis. Billing a patient's medical insurance for medically necessary dental surgeries can help patients maximize their health benefits. Utilizing a professional billing company can help ease this task as well as help increase reimbursement rates. Following are important considerations to make when billing for dental surgeries. An insurance verification. Verifying dental eligibility by collecting the patient's demographics and insurance information allows you to check their coverage and if their insurance will pay for the surgery. Collecting the following information will aid in this process. It is important to gather the patient's name and date of birth, the name of the primary insured, social security number of the primary insured, insurance carrier, ID and group numbers, and the contact information for the insurance company, such as phone number, website, and claim submission address. With this information on hand, you can contact the insurance company to verify coverage, effective dates, in and or out of network coverage, if prior authorization is required for surgery, the patient's portion, such as deductible, copay, and coinsurance. This will also help your patient's plan for their out-of-pocket payments. Relying on a verification specialist and a billing company can simplify these tasks for your practice. Establish medical necessity. Medical insurance plans will reimburse for surgeries performed by a dentist if they can prove it is medically necessary and is properly coded as a medical procedure. You must provide documentation proving medical necessity. This is done to prove that the patient is medically compromised by a problem that the dentist treats. For example, tooth removal for impacted teeth, removal of teeth before radiation therapy or organ transplant. Medical plans may also cover tissue biopsies and extractions for surgical replacement of dental implants. Using the correct ICD-10 codes and CPT codes to document all aspects of care provided. This documentation should include the chief presenting problem, any secondary or supporting diagnoses, diagnostic code for planned treatment, prior authorization for the surgery, letter outlining the medical necessity, and a supporting letter of medical necessity from the primary care provider, procedures performed at the surgery location. This documentation should inform the payer that the patient's concern is a medical one, not only a dental concern. All contributing factors for the patient's medical history may be stated in the letter to prove it is medically necessary. Obtain pre-authorization. All dental surgery claims require a pre-authorization from a medical plan. Dentist offices must obtain this authorization before performing the surgery. Pre-authorization involves contacting the insurance plan by phone or website and explaining the procedure and the date of the procedure. Failing to obtain a pre-authorization may result in claim rejection. Understand the importance of coding. Know the proper ICD-10 codes and their uses. It is crucial to the insurer to know necessary information about the requested procedure. The first or primary diagnosis listed must relate to the most important aspect of the procedure being performed, followed subsequently by the secondary codes that pertain to the condition listed in order of lesser importance. The CPT codes on the claim must be listed in order from the most expensive down to the least expensive procedure, not in the order that they were performed. This is done because payers reimburse for the first surgical procedure listed at the highest benefit level and each subsequent procedure at a lower or reduced rate. For example, the first procedure listed may be paid at 100%, the second at 75%, and any other additional services listed to be paid at 50%. Filling out and submitting claims. After the dental surgery has been performed, the claim should be completed and submitted timely and correctly. Forms should be checked thoroughly for typos and other errors that may lead to claims rejection or the delay of payment. The claims should be submitted to the insurance with all pertinent information provided, including any supporting documentation such as lab or diagnostic imaging reports. Outsourcing your verification, authorization, and billing needs is a great option to maximize your dental billing efficiency. Relying on experienced companies that have experts dedicated to your practice and are up to date on all billing procedures such as rules, claim submission processes, pricing, coverage, and the individual plans in each state can enable you to focus more on your patient's care while resting assured that your billing needs are being handled by knowledgeable teams dedicated to ensuring that your back office needs are covered.